It happened suddenly. First one plane and then another. It occurred as a complete surprise, though some said the government had some fashion of forewarning. At the time, America was at peace, but when it was over, thousands perished. America's symbols of power were destroyed. The next day, the president spoke, and he said, "This is the day that will live on in infamy." Yes, this was Pearl Harbor, but it could have also been 9/11, could have described 9/11. We're approaching the 70th anniversary of Pearl Harbor in December, and tomorrow is the 10th anniversary of 9/11. Pearl Harbor and the U.S. involvement in World War II changed my parents' generation, and 9/11 changed ours. Tolkien wrote The Lord of the Rings during and about World War II, and the movie came out in the aftermath of 9/11. And here's the sobering reality, that we're in a war. It's a war between good and evil. It occasionally manifests itself on a global scale, like in the World War II or 9/11. But even in so-called times of peace, we're still in a battle with evil all the time. It's always present. We may not see it, but often we feel it, even though sometimes it's difficult to identify what's really going on. Last Saturday, after the services, the elders and David and myself sequestered ourselves over in Bruce's hotel over by the airport to seek the Lord. And the reason we did was that many of us had been feeling really overwhelmed. There was a loss of enthusiasm for life or serving the Lord or anything in the congregation. Some people were unnerved by world events and personal situations, including in our and our family's lives. That was the sense. And of course, we know as a congregation, and for Stacy and me, we're going through the biggest transition that we've ever had in our lives. But there is a certain unsettling. There's more to it. As the song says, there's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's something strange over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Right? That's what's happening. Something's happening here. So what is happening? For those of you that don't know that song, that was from Buffalo Springfield from the 60s, so it probably dates some of you. But what is happening? I want to read a quote from Revelation chapter 12. There was a war in heaven, and Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. But he was not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven. And the great dragon was hurled down, that ancient serpent called the devil, or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. And he was hurled to the earth, and his angels with him. And then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, among other things, jumping to verse 12, "But woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has gone down to you, and he is filled with fury, because he knows that his time is short." Now, I can't say that that's actually happened in the age in which we live right now. I don't really know. But again, I just want to emphasize, this is the reality that we're at war. We know this much, that we're in the end days, in the days that we live. The Jewish people are the center of God's plan. They've always been. And consequently, the enemy has sought to snuff them out throughout all of history. 10 years ago, Natan Sharansky, who was a former Soviet refusenik, who then immigrated to Israel and became the head of a party in the Knesset in Israel, and now he's the chairman of the Jewish Agency, he wrote a long article about anti-Semitism. And he examined all the facets, including religious, ethnic, economic, political, and racial anti-Semitism that the Jewish people have faced throughout all of their history. And you know what? He came to no conclusion as to why Jews continue to suffer persecution throughout history, even up to this present day. But there is a reason. And the reason is that it's spiritual. It's because the Jewish people are God's chosen people, and they're hated by evil. That's the reality. The Revelation passage goes on, after what I just read, to talk and uses imagery to describe how the dragon, the devil, pursues and seeks to destroy the Jewish people. Now, on top of all this, Messianic Judaism, which we're a part of, is an end-time work of God to restore the Jewish people back to the Messiah. And like I often say at the conclusion of our new members' classes, when we're down and having our new members' dinner, I say to the new members this. I say, I have good news and bad news for you. The good news is that you're part of the most exciting experience in all of world history, being the center of God's will, working among the Jewish people and being part of the Jewish community and working to restore them to the Lord. That's the good news. The bad news is that we're a target for the enemy because of who we are and the Messianic Jewish movement. We're entering fascinating times that we're living in right this second. On September 22nd, the third Durban Conference is occurring in New York City. The first, which has to do with the World Conference on Against Racism. The first one, which was in 2001, occurred in Durban, South Africa. It's interesting to note that the conference occurred between August 31st and September 8th of 2001. This was the first conference on against racism, and this is where they determined that Zionism was racist. The whole move of the Jewish people back to Israel was a racist doctrine. In the year 2009, at the second conference on against racism, was held in Geneva. And this is where the Iranian president, Ahmadinejad, spoke. He was the only leader of any country that spoke at the conference, and this is where he attacked Israel and called it a racist state and a racist government and attacked them and said they needed to be destroyed off the earth. And now, on September 22nd, Durban 3, World Conference Against Racism, occurs in New York City. Right after that, the United Nations is taking up the declaration of the Palestinian state to be considered as to whether they should be considered an independent state, which would include part of Jerusalem as being the capital of the new Palestinian state. That's happening a few days after September 22nd. Part of our call as a Messianic Jewish community is to stand in the gap for our larger community. Stand in the gap for the Jewish people, to bring about blessing and not harm. And so on Tuesday, September 20th, 2 days before the Durban Conference, we're holding a prayer meeting here, 7 p.m., where we're going to pray against anti-Semitism, against the declarations of the United Nations, against the Durban Conference, so that God's will be done and the Jewish people will be protected. And I strongly encourage you to come to that prayer meeting. Now, many groups are actually going to New York City, including Messianic Jewish groups from Israel, as well as mainstream Jewish groups are going to New York on that particular day to demonstrate as well. But we will stand at least in prayer for them. Then on Sunday night, September 25th, we're holding a Stand with Israel night at the Rock, Richmond Outreach Center, with Paul Wilbur in concert to stand with Israel, to make a claim for who Israel really is in the economy of God. And then to take up offerings there to be able to support the Israeli communities for that sake. And then on the heels of the September 25th concert, we have the High Holidays. During the High Holiday period, many Messianic Jewish leaders believe that this is when the Lord returns, during the High Holidays. Now, I can't say whether he's going to return this year. He might. Not going to make the Harold Camping mistake. But he might, but we do, many of us believe, and I happen to be one of them, that the Lord will return during the High Holidays at some point in time. And during the holidays is when the Jewish community turns back to the Lord, no matter what their condition. It's when synagogues all over the world are packed with people doing teshuva, repentance, to turn back to the Lord. And we use the period from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, the days of awe, to intercede for our community. Every night of the days of awe, those days, we have special prayer meetings here to pray for Israel, to pray for the Jewish community in Richmond, to pray for the world Jewish community, to pray, to stand in the gap, because that's who God has called us to be. So if you're feeling a bit overwhelmed these days, welcome to the party. But it's nothing to fear. You see, this is what it says in 1 John chapter 4. It says, "You dear children are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world." And then in Revelation 13, the second part of Revelation 13b, it gives us instructions as to what to do during these days. It says, "This calls for patient endurance and faithfulness on the part of the saints." Faithful and patient endurance and faithfulness during difficult times. God wants us on the offensive, not on the defensive. We're entering a season for which we were destined as the Messianic Jewish world. And by you hanging in there, serving the Lord, in whatever you do, you're overcoming the darkness that's trying to envelop the world, because that's the age in which we're living. Every act of grace, every kind and godly word, every smile, every message of hope for those who are suffering is pushing the darkness back that everyone is feeling. And my question to you is, are you willing to take up the call to see the bigger picture? Many of us, maybe all of us, have been going through tough times. It's because of what is happening in the world. That is the reality. It's a war between good and evil. And the question is, will we stand up to the evil? Like Craig said, quoting Edmund Burke, "It just takes one person to stand against evil in this world." That's what God is looking for, and he's looking for it in you and me. To walk the walk, to walk with the Lord, to not get overcome by everything that we're going through, to see the bigger picture, because we're at war. Let's close in prayer. Lord, I just pray for each and every one of us, including myself and my family, as we go through this difficult period, O Lord, and the world is facing. Lord, have mercy on us, O Lord. Father, help us to stand strong in the midst of battle. Help us to be a house of refuge for those who are suffering and are struggling. Help us to have the message of hope, Father, for those who are confused and don't know where to go, Lord. But most of all, Lord, help us to chazak, to be strong, Lord God, in the midst of the battle that is swirling and twirling around us, O Lord. And Father, to be a light in the midst of darkness, Lord. That's what you've called us to do in this hour, O Lord. Father, we pray for Israel. We pray for the Jewish people worldwide. We pray for the Jewish people in this city, O Lord. Father, protect them. And Lord, to reveal the truth of the Messiah Yeshua to them, O God. And to come back quickly, O Lord. And in Yeshua's name we pray. Amen and amen. Let me close with the Aaronic benediction. Yivarechech Adonai v'yishmarecha, yarer Adonai panav elecha v'chunecha, yisar Adonai panav elecha v'yaseim lecha shalom. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace through the Prince of Peace. Through Yeshua the Messiah, we all said, Amen.